Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
I was happy to share about Schauhauser and what she's doing. I've been fortunate to have known Shar for a long time. It's been a joy and a lot of fun. In fact, it goes back to before I met Tom at college. He met Ray. And also about that time, my parents met Ray and Shar. And so they've been a part of my life for a long time. And this is what Shar wrote for us to share today. Recently, Shar was talking to an intern who is ministering to military personnel at Pearl Harbor Hickam Air Force Base, our other location here on the island. He and his wife recently separated from the Army. He told me that he sees a more crucial need for ministry among the wives than their husbands. The active duty Marine has his command, his job. He's doing a great sacrificial service, but the wives have no one to validate their day, support them when their husbands are deployed or working long hours. No one to help them physically to take care of broken cars, sick kids, giving birth without their husbands, cheering them on as they actively apply the Word of God in a very lonely, unappreciated place in life. That one conversation, she says, motivated and energized me more than ever and confirmed to me that this is exactly what God wants me to do. My opportunities to step into their lives and point them to Jesus is tremendous. Let me tell you just a little about some amazing, overwhelming moments when God showed up in the lives of these gals. God showed up to comfort a mom whose baby passed away at 5 months old. The mom and dad are now using his memory to minister to others at the Ronald McDonald House. God showed up to comfort several wives as they delivered their babies without their deployed husbands. He sent friends to be there in his place. God showed up to encourage young moms when Shar had the privilege of sharing her story. God was there when a wife and baby lost their husband to a helicopter crash. Ladies from our Bible study group reached out in practical ways to help her through the initial shock of this great loss. God shows up every Tuesday morning as young wives and moms meet together to talk about the Bible study, to see God open their eyes to the scriptures and then watch as they apply them during the week is so encouraging. One of the young girls that Shar disciples led her first friend to the Lord. He was part of an Eastern religion and is now learning all about Jesus. There was another letter sent to us from a young Navy corpsman, Marissa Bond, and she wanted to share what Shar has meant to her. She says, "I do not know where I would be in my relationship with God without him placing Shar in my life. I met Shar at a women's conference in October 2015, and the second I met her, she made me feel like a close friend. I've been in the Navy for almost 5 years now, with four of those living in Oahu. Ever since October 2015, I've spent many hours every Friday night with Shar and have been to numerous conferences and seminars with her. My favorite part of the entire week and what I look forward to the most is spending those many hours every Friday night with her, talking about the Lord and learning from her. She has so much love for Jesus, so much devotion to the women she spends time with, and she is so dedicated to helping women build their relationship with Christ. She is the most wonderful, wise counselor, my closest friend, and sister in Christ. She follows up with me, is honest with me, is patient with me, is kind to me. There's never been a time that Shar has not been there when I needed her. I cry, pour out my heart to her, and there's never a hint of judgment in her, but only love, compassion, and kindness. She has been the most supportive person in my life. I have grown so much in my relationship with Christ because of who Christ is in Shar. I can do nothing but thank and praise God for how he has blessed me. That's Marissa Bond. And Shar closes her note with a couple personal things. She says, March 1st will be the three-year mark since Ray left for heaven. As sad, empty, confusing, and painful as the separation has been, my heart is so grateful for his example as my spiritual leader and husband, and all that he taught me that prepared me to continue on sharing the gospel in my life with military people. I've never experienced God's presence as much as I do now. God is becoming all that Ray was to me, and of course, so much more. I am aware of the spiritual battle that we are all in, and I have to fight daily to not be discouraged. I would be so encouraged to know that my home church is praying for me in the ministry here. Thank you for your faithful financial support that helps make it possible for me to stay here. I consider you a part of my team, and even though you can't be here physically, you are investing in the souls of these young people. And why don't we pray for Shar and her ministry right now? Our dear Father, we thank and praise you for your love for each of us, for your love for Shar, your strength and comfort in being with her and carrying her through this time of ministry without her husband. Father, we praise you for the work you are doing in the lives of these military wives. And Lord, we pray for not only Shar and these women she works with, but for their husbands and all the military men and women, that you would protect them, watch over them, that you would bring other people other than Shar and the many places around the world where they are station, that people would be able to learn of you and learn to love you and know the great salvation that you have provided in your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.